Okay. Good and Kodesh. Today is Zvachim Daf Gimel. Today's Daf in the whole week is sponsored by the Norenberg family, Zecha Nishmas, Moshe Dov, and Shaul Pinchas. Shalom Shahad and Aliyah. Okay. We are on Beis and Beis, fifth from the bottom, right? About 7-8 lines from the bottom, Gabi Get. The Gemara had made a distinction between Karbanos and Get regarding the idea of Stama. I mean, if you just do it without any specific intent, what's the default? So the default by Karbanos was if it was Stama, then that included the Lishma. And the default by Get is that Stama is Pasul. It has to actually have an active Lishma for the divorce, for the woman. So the Gemara went through yesterday, even though they had a Svara, as to why, but the Gemara went through yesterday was a source of Stama Lishma by Kachim. And today, now, for the first part of the Gemara, we'll figure out, Vagabe Get, the Stama, the Pasul, Minolan. When it comes to a Get, how do we know what's the proof that Stama by Get is Pasul? And the reason why we do that is because that was the basis of Rava's question, which is why is it Pasul by one and Kachim by the other. So the Gemara says, okay, we can go through a whole bunch of Mishnayos and Gittin to try to prove that Stama by Get, if you lack a specific intent, when you're making a Get, the Get is Pasul. That you need specific intent. So if you say maybe from the following Mishnahs, Mishnah Chabdal and Gittin, Haya Over Bashuk, guys walking in the marketplace, Bishama Sofrin Makrin, and they heard the Sofrin calling out to the Talmidim, I guess the Talmidim are practicing or learning, and the Sofrin were calling out the names of individuals to write the Get. Right? They say, Ish Ploni, Garis Ploni, Smimakam Ploni, V'amar. The guy's walking by says, hey, wait a second, that's my Zeshmi, Zeshem Ishti, that's my name, that's my wife's name. Right, that's where I'm from. It's not a bad idea. I'm going to use that get. The get is pasul ligarish bo. You cannot use it. Why? So the Gemara assumes that stama, there was no specific intent for this man or for this woman, and therefore it is pasul. The Gemara says, no. Who says that that's the reason why it's pasul in that case? Maybe stama is lishma, but the reason why this is pasul is because it's even worse. Because dilma kidra papa, the amara papa, hacha besofrim ha'asuyin lislamid. We're talking about askina. We're talking about a case here where they're practicing, they're learning how to write. V'lo ichtu l'shum krisas klal. It's not that it wasn't specific for you. There was no intent that this get be used for a divorce. It's just practice. So practice. It's just practice. So it's even less than stama l'shma. Rashi says, last Rashi, V'lo ichtu l'shum krisas klal. Aval heicha de ichtu l'shum krisas. But if you found a case where it was written, it for the purpose of divorce, right? Sheyem zuman lo l'chizdam, that it should be prepared and be ready for him should he need it. Megarish, you can use it. Sheshmo v'shem ishto shavim bo et kosher. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe you don't need specific intent. Maybe you just need intent for it to be a get. And that's what's missing here. So he goes, okay, that's not a proof. Elameha, we'll learn it from here. It says in the next question, yes, it says continue. Yes, okay, even more so. Kasav l'garish is ishto. So a guy has a get drawn up for his wife, Nimlach, and then he decides against using it. Umitzol ben Iro. And then he finds a guy from the city, Va'amralo, and you say to the guy, Shemi Kishimcha, V'shem Ishti Kishem Ishticha. We have the same name, and our wives have the same name. Here's a present. Here's a get. Go use it and divorce your wife. Again, it says, Pashul Garishbo. You're not allowed to use it. Must be, because it wasn't specifically intended for this for this woman. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait, again, Dilmashani Asam, there it's different. Why? The Intoglei L'shem Girishin the Ishu. Because there it's not that it was Stama L'shma, it was specifically intended for somebody else. So the second guy can't use it because it was specifically intended for the first guy and the first wife.
And nobody else.
Yeah, Toso seems to ask. Toso says, Tema Ma Inyan Zeitzel Stam. Like, what does that mean? It's Stam. What's this Hamina? It's something to do with Stam. It was written from A and not for B. And what's the Havamina? I don't understand Tosfos' answer. It says, "V'yesh lomer zakadayta kevan de nimlach." Since he regrets and doesn't, you want to use it. Im came a stomach kasul mitchilah shem yitzer bo yigarish misha yitzer. Must be that his initial intent was that if he retracts on using it, it's for anybody else, whoever he finds. I don't know. Mar says this isn't stomach case. The reason over here is because it was specifically for A, so it can't be used for B. Okay, so elamehah. Well, maybe we'll learn it out from the following Mishnah. No, he's done. That's it. Right? Yeah. Dilma Shani Hasa. Sorry. Elamei Ha. Yes, Arkein. Yesh Lo Shtei Nashim Sheshmosayim Shavos. So he has two wives, and they have the same name. Kasa V'Garish as Gedola. So he writes it to divorce Leah A. Lo Yigarish Bo Zekatan. He can't use it to divorce Leah B. Because you can't use that Stami as Lashma for a get. It was written specifically intended for one. So Gemara says, again, that's not Stam. The reason why it's no good is not because of Stam. The reason why it's no good over there is Dilma Shani Hassam, the Intik Leah the Shem Gerish and the Heat, because it was specifically intended for Leah A. So therefore can't be used for Leah B. So Gemara says, okay, maybe from here. Elameha, learn it from here. Yes, okay. Amal Lavlar. So I think this is continuation of the previous case where they both have the same name, I think. So he says, Yesro Kane, Amr Lavlar, Ksov, write for me a get, Ule Asia Sheirtse, and for whichever layer I want to use, I'll use it for a garish, I'll use it. Sigmar says, possible in the garish bow, that he can't use, again, because it just had, he didn't have any specific intent, and therefore that's the Gemara's Havim. Gemara says, no, maybe it's different here. Why? Dilma Shani Hasam, the Ein Breira. You can't have retroactive determination of what your intent was in the beginning. He said, I'm going to do it for whichever one I want to use it for, I'm going to use it for. And then later on, at point B can't then determine what you did at point A. Yates ain't Breira. Problem is that Yeshur ain't Breira is a major machlokus. Major machlokus no shas. The Marshal, Yamshal Shlomo, calls it the most difficult sugi in all of shas, because it touches upon many other concepts. But there is a Mandamru who says, Yesh Breira. So according to Mandamru who says, Yesh Breira, so then do we have a source? Is it, you know, is that what's going on here? So Tosos says, Tosos says, no, because even if you hold Yesh Breira, when it comes to get, you would hold Ein Breira, because the Pasuk says, because of law. That has to be specific. It's a Machlok Shishonim, but that Tosos seems to answer that. Okay. So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hasan Ein Breira. So Gemara says, no, Ella, we can learn it from here, Meha, from this mission in Gittin Dachavav. So the case is, Kosev Tosei Gittin. So you have the sofer, you have the guy who's a sofer, and what he wants to do is he wants to have forms, get forms readily available. And so what he does is he writes out all the boilerplate. A Kosev Tosei Gittin, but Misha says, in order for those Gittin to be kosher, he has to leave blank certain things and only fill them in at the time that the divorce is being finalized. So Tzarek Sheyaniach Makom Haish, he has to leave blank the name of the man, Umakam Isha, the name of the woman, Umakam Edim, the names of the Edim, Umakam Asman, and the time. But he can't fill in, you know, certain popular names and then just use it when someone comes, you know, he'll save time, he'll save money, you know, then he'll be ready to go. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Tzarek Sheyaniach Makom Harayat Mutaris L'Chol Adam. You also have to leave a little place that says Harayas Mutaris L'Chol Adam. But you see from here that this guy cannot add in the names. He has to leave blank. Why? Because it's stum. Because it would be stama. He wouldn't know who it's for. You have to have specific. When you write to get it, it has to be specific. So you see from here, Araya, that stama is not lishma by get. Stama would be pasul by get. Rashi says, makom hare, so it's 1, 2, 3, like 4 wise lines when we get short. Makom hare at the zel ikar gufo. That's the ikar part of the get. Alma, you see, stama pasul. Even though he wrote it specifically for a divorce, nevertheless, he cannot fill in these certain places. He has to leave them blank. Because if he fills them in, he's not having intent for any individual. It's just stam. Whoever comes and has that name, I'll use it. That's no good when it comes to get. Stam alishma baget. You see, despite the fact that yesterday we used it for Masvara, we also proved it out from Mishnayos that stam alishma by kachim is good, it's kosher. Right, the specific intent by a non-specific intent by kachim, as long as you don't have negative or the wrong intent, is good by kachim. But by get, it does not, it invalidates the get.
So it's not good.
Yeah,
the boilerplate is not good.
No, the boilerplate is fine. You can't fill in certain parts. The boilerplate is fine. You have to leave blank the names.
We don't do that.
I have no idea. What? Okay, I have no idea. Well, I've never been involved. I don't know. Okay. To Rami Milsach Risi. So now, Rava is going to ask another question. So Rava asks the following question based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav says as follows. Me, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rava asks, did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav really say the following? That Chatosh Sheshachta L'Shem Ola Psula. You have a Korban Chatos, and you shecht it with the intent that it's an Ola, that's Pasul. That's our Mishnah, right? The Chatos L'Shem Shalol L'Shema is Psula. It's even worse than any other Shalol L'Shema. The whole thing is Pasul. But if you have a Chatos Sheshachta L'Shem Chulin, Kesheira. But if you shechted it L'Shem Chulin, it would be Kosher. The intent to remove it and make it Chulin is not, it doesn't invalidate. but the intent to make it as a different carbon doesn't validate it. So is that really true? Does it really say that? Because Alma, you see from here, demina machriva, delomina lo machriva, that I guess the closer they are to what you are, the closer they are, the closer related, that has a more damaging effect on the carbon. So if you say chatos the same ola, that's no good because it's in the same category. It's both the carbon. So in the same category, it knocks you out. But chatos and chulin, there's no relationship between the chulin and the chatos. It's too far removed. So that intent doesn't have anything. So you see from here that Yehuda says that the mina machriba, something from its own mean, from its own category, can destroy or take away the definition of the item. The lo mina, but if it's not the same category, it cannot take away the definition. If that's the case, the reminu, I'll ask you the following kasha. Correct.
So he's just checking it for himself. He wants to eat something.
But that intent doesn't invalidate the carbon.
Even though it's kashrus.
Correct. That's what he says. It's exactly the words of Rabbi Yehuda. L'shem chulin is kashrus.
Why is it kashrus?
It's because you already designated it as a carbon.
You mean originally?
Has to be. Otherwise it's chulin la'azara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what it says, urimini. So I'll ask you a question from the Mishnah in Gittin. Kol haget shenichlav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Any get that is not written for a specific woman is pasul. Va'afilu l'shem avos kachav nami pasul. Even if the get was written for a goya. A goya is not in the category of Gittin. So that's lav mina. That's like the chulim, the gabe, the kachim. So if by chulim, so why is it pasul the get? Right? Gemara says, well, that makes sense. Bishani, the Gemara says, wait, get dala vos chachav mina. I think it's simple. What does that mean? It's written the shame. You had who? It's after a kasuv law. That's but the Gemara says. There's a little different. He says, Bishani, get dala vos chachav mina havel stama. Remove the quote improper thought, and what are you left with? So, by get, if you remove the thought of the ovedes chachavim, you're left with stam because you didn't have a specific intent for the woman, and stam is puzzled by get. If you remove the intent for chulin by a carbon, so what are you left with? Stam. You're left with stam. It's good by kachim. Where it says, Shoshani, get dal ovedes chachav mina habilin stama. Remove those chachavim from it, and you have stam and stam apostle. Kachim dal chulin mina. You remove the chulin from thought from it, habilin stama, and then you're left with stam and stam aksherim and stam by kachim is kasher. So then, Rama Milsiach Risi. So Rava asked another kasha. Okay, because again, mi amar of Yehuda Marav, did Rav really say? Then he really say that if you shecht it, again, the same idea, exact same thing. Shechting a chatos l'shem, another carbon passes it, but shechting a chatos l'shem chulun doesn't pass it because it's too far removed. Okay, so the Gemara says, right, the closer you are, the more you're apt to make it to pass it. The Gemara says, the tatanya tocho v'lo tocho, afilu klishet tef matzef, and even if it's like a metallic or metal kli, it also saves it. So what is going on here? Good question. Okay. So, if you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi is towards the middle of the, towards our last third of the short line, says toko. Ko kli cheres lo to toko. Toko means with its inside, and not with what's inside, something that's inside. He says, kli. The idea is by kli cheres, it's mekabel tumah. Kli cheres is only mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. If you touch kli cheres on the outside with something that's tameh, it doesn't become tameh. Kli cheres only becomes tameh on the inside. But also, a kli cheres becomes tameh on the inside, even if, let's say, you hang the tumah inside it, it doesn't have to necessarily touch, the airspace is metameh. That's only a din by the kli cheres. So it's a chomer and a kula when it comes to the kli cheres. He says, or Rashi says, kol kli cheres, the pasuk says, the lo tov toko. So you have kli hamunach bitanur. So I have a big kli cheres, and within that kli cheres, within that, I have another keli inside it. That keli rises above the lip of the outer kli cheres. Okay. So kli hamunach bitanur upiv lemala mipiatanur the ochlin umashkin besocho, and I have foodstuffs inside the inner keli. Okay. Visheretz bitanur. And I have a sheretz in the outer kli. So there's an outer kli with a sheretz, and then an inner kli with foodstuffs inside it. So normally if there wasn't an inner kli, a food and a sheretz in the outer kli, it would be tameh. But here I seem to have a separation with the inner kli. So he said, right, ochlim mashkim asoko sheres betanor ochlim shevikeli tahorim. And that's what the Gemara, that's what they learned out in the Medrash Halacha Toras Kohanim. But if it didn't extend above the outer tanor, then it's, and it's lower than the outer tanor, the outer kli, then it's considered one kli, and it would be tocho and be tame. So Gemara says vafilu kli shetef matzil. Rashi says klomar lo mi bai kli charis hamunach betanor de matzil ala ochum shabatocho da totocho. The inner keli doesn't necessarily have to be a kli cheres. Yeah, because a kli cheres, now it makes sense, because a kli cheres is a matama from the outside, right. So maybe think it would protect. Whereas even if it's a different type of keli, a kli shetef, right, wood or some other metal, it's, klomar lo mi bai kli cheres umutam de matzal al ochlim shumutochol, ta totochohu, the kli gufe lekele neymer de matame ba'avir, the kli itself is not matame ba'avir, but yitma ochlim shabo, te en kli cheres ochlim gabo, we just said that, el afilu kli shetef shemetam gabo, even it's a metallic kli that does contract tuma from the outside, hacha tahor umatzil, here it's tahor, and saves, again, the sheretz didn't touch it, it's just in the other kli, the amar, ochlim matame ba'avir kli cheres, the ain kli mitamim me abe kli cheres. Food items in the airspace of a kli cheres become tame, but other kalim in the airspace of a kli cheres do not become tame. Umi deketani kli shetef matzil. You see that a kli shetef will say it's metal. A metal kli saves it. Alma lav mina chayitzba. Something that is not of the same class, not the same min, does separate. It does cause a change in status. Which is against what we said, that something that's not of the same category does not cause the change in status. Right? He says, "Alma de lav mina chayitzbe umivata l'shem tocho hachanami lichol shem chulin v'lipsol." So that if a different item does cause a change of status, and therefore this is considered a change of status, so it's a different kli, and therefore protects what's inside it. So too by saying chatas l'shem chulin, even though it's from a different species, it should be able to change the status. The Gemara says no. You're comparing apples and oranges. The Gemara says no. It's the same status. Based on outside, I say first, it's the same status because depends what the definition of is. It depends on how you define kli. It depends on how you define kli. If you're defining kli just as keli, then the kli shetef is a keli. The kli cheres is a keli. So it's not from a different group. It's the same thing. One's a kli, the other's a kli. Just one happens to be metallic. One happens to be from pottery. He says Vashani. Asu chulin etzel kachim kemechitza etzel tanor. But what's the comparison? The correct comparison is to have a divider if you have a divider in the kli. If you have a kli, a big kli, and there's sheretz on one side, and you put some sort of panel down the middle of the kli, and then there's food on the other side, that thing doesn't separate. That's not considered a different item. That's the same, right, asu chulin etzel kachim. So let's see inside. Vashani hacha, third white line in Rashi. Asu chulin etzel kachim klomar lo olam delav mina lo machriv ba. If something is not of the same item, it does not destroy the status. Like we have uklishetel etzel klicheretz minahu. It's the same min. Da hamana v'hamana. This is a clean. This is a clean. Chulin etzel kachim habilav mina. That's not the same min. But what is chulin etzel kachim? It's like kemechitza etzel tanor. Darmina beli kaman that we're going to see in a moment. De lo mahani beli los chatzitza. It doesn't create a chatzitza bein sheretz laochlim. The aman de lav mina lo machriba. Because since a mechitza is not of the same min as the pot, it doesn't destroy. It doesn't change the status. So just like the chulin doesn't change the status of the kachim, the mechitza doesn't change the status. The kli will change the status, but the mechitza will not. It says ma mechitza etzel tanor lo mahani laklal. Just like the mechitza inside the oven doesn't do anything to separate the airspace of the oven from the sheretz that's inside to the ochal that's on the other side of it. So to chulin by kachim does not do anything in order to uproot the shame kachim and to passel the korban because they're not from the same category. So the Gemara says, how do we know that the mechitza doesn't work? So we have a Mishnah, Ditanan, the eighth parak of the Mishnayos of Kalim. Tanur, you have a case, so you have a tanur of cheres, okay, earthenware tanur, shechatzitzo b'nisarim obiyirios, that you separate it down the middle, I guess, with pegs or some sort of curtain, how does it burn up, right? V'nimz the sheretz b'makom echad, and you find the sheretz in one side of the yirios, Hakol Tame. Everything because Tame in the other side. You see, it doesn't make a separation. Also, Kaveres, Yipuchusa, Upukuka Bekash. So you have a Kaveres, which I think is sort of like a honeycomb-shaped basket. That's what it seems to be. This cone-shaped basket that is open on the bottom, even though it's stuffed with straw, and it is hanging in the airspace of the oven, right? So sheretz besoko. If there is a sheretz in this basket, hatanor tamei, and since it's hanging in the tanor, the tanor becomes tamei. Sheretz betanor. If there's a sheretz in the oven and this basket is hanging in the airspace of the oven, ochelin shebetochos tmeyin. The ochelin are also tamei because it's no longer a kli. What's the problem is, it's a basket, it's a kli. We said the kli separates. So no, it's not a kli anymore because it was open on the bottom. It doesn't have the receptacle, so therefore it's not a kli. So it's not a kli, it's lav mine, and lav mine is lo machri bay, doesn't change the status. That's why you have the tumah can go across. But Rabbi Lezer mitaher. Rabbi Lezer says, if you put down the mechitza down the middle, and you have a sheretz on side A, and then the food on side B is going to be kosher. Why does he say that? I'm Rabbi Lezer, I'll say kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Why? Im hitzil b'meis hechamor, lo tatzil b'kli cheres hakal. If it saves by tumas ameis, which is much more chamor, it should definitely save by the tumah of a sheretz, which is less chamor, which is less treasure. What does it save by the tumah of a meis? If you have a meis, right, there's a meis in an ohel. Meis is in a room. So everything that's in that room becomes tameh, midin tumas ohel. If you have a mechitza, if you have a curtain or something like that in the room that goes from top to bottom, it separates the room into two. So it said the mechitza, the yirio, separate by tumas ameis. Why should it not separate by tumas sheretz? Is what Rabbi Eliezer says. Right, he says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kabu chomer, in hitza b'meis hechomer, lo tatzah b'licheres hakal, v'amru lo. So they said to him, no. They said to him, it's not a good comparison. Read it the way I think it reads. It says, im hitzel b'meis chamor shekein chaluka ohalin. Tatzel b'licheres hakal shein chalukin b'ohalin. It says, I think what Rashi is saying is that people typically will separate a room with a curtain. So if that's how people do it, that is considered a separation. People don't typically put like a separation down their pot or down in the middle of the oven. So therefore, it's not considered a separation. I think that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, in hitzila, tap Rashi, mechitza b'meis hachar ol moed, shamechitza mafsekes, right, the mechitza does separate by the ol tumas ol meis, the kelim shemi'eber asheni tahorim, and the kelim on the other side are tahor, I mean the meis is here and the kelim are over here, the chsiv kol asher ba'ol yitma, v'hani lav ba'ol hu, nino, these are not considered the ol, shekein chalukin, oh this is the kabbal chomer, right, he says, shekein chalukin, he says, derech b'nei adam, lachlok olim b'mechitza. It is typical for people, derech b'nei adam, it's typical to separate their tent with this curtain. So therefore, hilkach ohel achrinahu. Therefore, it's called another tent. People typically, they make a big one and they separate it. So it's considered something coming separate. But, hatzim b'klicheres bitmiya, right, she'en chol b'klicheres, mechitzos, hilkach koko krina bay. It's not typical to separate the inside of your pot with a divider, so therefore it's not considered a valid divider. Since it's typical to separate rooms in the house with a divider, so that's considered a separation. So your kavah chomer is wrong. Because
since when you're making a halacha based we do that sometimes, but you're making it based on what people are doing, it's a clear-cut thing. We know how Kli Cheres works. If you're within the parameters of how Kli Cheres works, that's it. If not, it's not.
So you say, forget this, the logic. Well, that's pretty much the
logic.
There is a kabbal chomer here. It works
there's
by
mechanics
some.
On it.
So maybe that's what the Gemara is going to get to. The Gemara is going to get to eventually. It's the pasuk. Zeris akasuf. Maybe that's what the Gemara is going to get to. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we've answered the question. Remember, the question was, Rab said that you shech something the same chulin, it doesn't mess up the kachin because it's lav mineh. It's a different group, different category. So we asked the kasha from the Kli Cheres, and we answered that. It's not, but by Kli Cheres, the Tocho is the same category. The Lav Mineh is where you have a curtain that doesn't upset the status of the pot. So too, the Chulim doesn't upset the pot. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it does upset the category of the pot. So you have a kasha from Rabbi Lazar. That's a simple answer. I mean, Rav just holds like back to Tanakam. But that's what the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara says, "Hatenach lirabbanon lirabbi Lezer ma'ikel meimar." How can you answer? How can Rabbi Lezer answer Rabba's kasha? You see from Rabbi Lezer that even something that's not of the same category does destroy or does change the status of that item. Because we just had the curtain changes the status of one side of the pot, right? So how can you say, so I guess they don't want to say that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that's dependent on the Machlokas Tanayim. It doesn't want to do that. They want to make it, what? Because if you can find that all the Tanayim agree, it's much better than having, lining it up as a Machlokas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, Kal v'chomer ka'amar. So Rabbi Lezer will say, you know what, you're right. Usually Lav Binei is not Machriv, so therefore I'll agree with you that Chulin does not destroy, Machshavas for Chulin does not destroy the carbon. And over here I had a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is like, you're giving me just throwing the dresser in my hand, it's as if it's written in the Torah. So he has a Kal v'chomer. So he says, if you have a Kal v'chomer, so Ihachi, I have a Kal v'chomer also by the Kachem case. Ihachi, Hasam Nami Lemi Kal v'chomer. Let's say a Kal v'chomer in that case as well. Why? Kachem Mechal and Kachem, Chulin Lokol Shekein. If Kachem, this is I guess what people were thinking beforehand, if Kachem can invalidate, if an improper intent from one holy item to another holy item, one holy category to another holy category, upsets, so too, from a non-holy to holy should upset. Problem I have with this, I think this is Tosa's question, is up till now, we've been assuming the complete opposite. So we've been assuming that Minei Machrin Bei, Lov Minei, Lov Machrin Bei. Now you're flipping everything on his head. Tosos asked the question. I do not understand Tosos' answer, but Tosos asked the question. Second to last, Tosos. Yesh tema the ad hashda. Until now, asikna ibchum itocha svara. We had the complete opposite svara. The adaraba b'shvil shein kachim umina likach machriba. Specifically, because you had intent from one kachim to another kachim, that's why you destroyed it. Avachulim the la bar mina lo machriv. But chulim, which is not in the category, didn't destroy it. Now you're saying, oh, kavachomer. If kachim can upset kachim, then chulim kol shekein. It's a complete opposite svara that we've had till now. If someone wants to read the rest of Tosos and explain it to me, everyone has put it on the chat. Okay. So Ella. So now the Gemara says Ella. So there's the Girsa, there's Machlokes in the Girsa, because Ella means, when you have Ella, that means everything we said till now, we knock out. So if you say Ella Taima Derab, basically what we had to do now is we just had a knockout question. We knock out the entire explanation we had till now. The explanation we had till now was minei machriba, laf minei lo machriba. Ella means knock that out. We're going to give a different reason. Ella taima de Rav. What's the reason why Rav said? What did Rav say again? Rav said that if you have a chatas l'shein ola, it's pasul. Chatas l'shem chulin is kachim. And chulin doesn't upset the lishma for the kachim. Why is that the case? Ki Rabbi Lazar, because he holds like the shita of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, my taima de Rav. What's the reason behind Rav? Because the Pasuk says, I think this Pasuk is by Truma, but the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalu es kotshei b'nei Yisrael, eis asher yarimu l'Hashem. You cannot be mechal the kotshim of b'nei Yisrael, that which is brought, which is uplifted to Hashem. So here there's a Xeris HaKasav, I don't understand where the leader comes from, but the Xeris HaKasav is that here, kotshim mechal kotshim, ein chul mechal kotshim. Kotshim is mechal kotshim, but chul is not mechal kotshim. So whatever that limit is, but it's a Xeris HaKasav. It's a Pasuk that tells us, so once you have a pasuk, you can't do anything else with it. You have a pasuk that tells us how it does. I don't know, but it does. Whenever you have a pasuk that says, the pasuk says that the only thing that can create a psul in the carbon is if you have intent for the wrong carbon. But if you have the intent for something that is chul, and it doesn't remove the status. Don't forget, minei, lo minei, seir sukasiv. So the Gemara says, okay, so alma, asakra, v'afkemi kavachomer. You see that a pasuk can come uproot the kavachomer. Which actually makes sense, so in a moment I'll tell you why. But because we had a Kal v'chomer that if Kachim upsets Kachim, Chulin Kol Shekein, and now we have a Pasuk, so the Pasuk upsets the Kal v'chomer. It makes sense, because Kal v'chomer, you can be Dorish on your own, and it's just based on logic, and so you have a clear custom that upsets the Kal v'chomer. You could have thought you had this Kal v'chomer. You're right, but there's the Pasuk. So you see that a Kal v'chomer can be taken apart by a Pasuk. Well, if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer, that was Rabbi Lazar, and previously was Rabbi Eliezer, you learned out that the mechitza separates the pot because you had a Kal v'chomer. If it separates by Ol, it should separate by the pot. Well, why do you say that? We have a pasuk of tocho, lo to tocho. So the pasuk should upset your Kal v'chomer. He says, Alma, asa krava, afim Kal v'chomer, hachanami, lesei toko, lapke mi kavachomer. Tocho should knock out the kavachomer. Like Rashi says, where's Rashi? Rashi says, Alma, Alma the Rabbi Eliezer, the boys lock me the Rabbi Liba, Asa Krat, the Lo Yuchalu, Vav Kavachomer, or Hachinami, Lese Toko, right? We have the Pasuk of Toko, and then we learned that Lo Tok, not Tok Toko, Hachinami, Lese Toko, Kry Yaseira. It's an extra Pasuk. The Darshinan, the Kaman, Toko, Velo Sok Toko, we learned only what's in it, not what's in something else, that what's inside it. The Kamarta, Misvara, and you had a Svara, the Lomimaid Elotokli Acher. You said from the Svara that only comes to exclude in another Kli, Ava Mechitza, but the Mechitza, the Lav, Bat, Mine, Les Leili, Yisrube, Ilav, Mishum, Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer. And Rashi says, you learned this from a Kavachomer, let's take the Pasuk and uproot the Kavachomer. So Rabbi Blessed is going to say, fine. The Pasuk is fine. You have Pasuk of Tocho, Toho. I'm going to learn it for something else. If I'm learning it for something else, then I can't use that for your Limu to upset my Kavachomer. He says, "Hi Toko mi boile la ochalin she giblon betit." So this is food that gets completely ensconced in plaster, right? It's a giblon bekit ve'echnisam of your tanner. It's completely encased in plaster and put inside this pot or this oven that contains the sherets. Sakadaita chamina. You would have thought, "Hoel v'benegil lo metame ba'avir la'amin lo metamo." Kamashmalan. Rabbi Lezer says, you would have thought, since if it's in this plaster, if Tuma touched the outside of that plaster, again, it's Klicheris, it would have become Tame. So you would have thought also that if it goes into the Avir, it's also not going to become Tame from the Avir. He says, no, Kamashmalan, that if it is in Kamashmalan, that if this encased food item is put into the pot, it's considered Toho and does become Tame. So okay, if that's what we're learning Toho for, then how can the Rabbanah learn Toho, Lotol Toho? Rabbanah say no, because Hanach Lo Tzricha Kra. I don't need a pasuk for that. What's the Chiddush? It's in Toho. It's within the airspace of the food item, of the pot, and therefore it would be Kam Tame. So basically we have Rabbanah Lo Tzricha Kra. So therefore, Rabbanah have the pasuk of Toho to exclude Toho, and that knocks off the Kal V'chomer. Right, even though we had a svara to knock off the kavachomer, but he says knocks off the kavachomer for the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar doesn't have knock off the kavachomer for the pasuk because he learns toko for something else. Okay, that was more of the hard part. Okay, Rav Yosef bar Rav Ami Rami Shinoi Kodesh al Shinei Bailim Umashani. Rav Yosef bar Ami asked a question. Comparing Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. Shinoi Kodesh means when the person has intent for the wrong korban, and Shinoi Bailim is I have intent for the wrong offer of the korban. I say the schatas is Lashem Ruvin when the schatas is really Shimon's. Okay, and we say. So Gemara says, Mi Amar Rav. Did Rav really say, Chatos Shechata Lashem Chatos Sheira Lashem Ola Psula? If I have a korban, the Kohen has the korban chatas, okay, stuff is all the meiser for you. The Kohen has the korban chatas, and the chatas is brought because it's supposed to be mechaper somebody because he ate chalev. And the Kohen has in mind to give him kapara for because he ate dam, because he ate blood. So he has in mind chatas, l'shem chatas, but it's the rule. No, pigle is when you specifically have intent to chutz l'zmano. The chutz has a specific intent about a certain item that I'm going to eat it or throw the blood beyond the appropriate time. That's chutz l'zmano. And you also have chutz l'mkomo, but those are different things. That's chutz l'zmano. Okay. Now, I have intent, it's going to be his, it's right, korban. I'm just going to throw the blood tomorrow. That's pigle. And the pigle, you have karis. If you eat something that's made pigle, there's a karis. There's a karis penalty. Well, don't worry, Mati, we'll get to pigle. We'll get there and we'll stay there for a long while. So, mi amar Rav, sheshachta l'shem chatos k'sheira l'shem ola psula. So, Rav says, if I have intent for the wrong chatos, for the wrong sin, it's kosher. But if I have intent for the wrong korban, then it's possible. Okay, so Reuven is supposed to bring a korban chatas because he ate blood. If the Kohen has intent to give him a korban chatas because he ate chalif, it's kosher. But if he has intent to bring him an ola, it's possible. Alma, you see from here the opposite we just said before. The lav minei machriba, something that's not of the same category, upsets the korban because ola is not of the same category. Again, it depends on how you define category. Ola is not in the same category as chatas. but the lamina machriba, but the mina, but something that's in the same category, chatas A and chatas B, lo machriba, does not upset, or not to destroy the kavana. Now that's a kasha, but Amar Rav, Rav said, we just said before, chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatas psula, al misha mechuyav ola kshera. Rav says something else when it comes to shinoi bailim. If I have intent, right, if I shech the chatas, Ruvain's chatas, with the intent, right, chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatas psula, al misha mechuyav ola kshera. If Ruvain and Shimon, Ruvain's supposed to bring a chatas. If I have intent of Shimon's chatas, it's possible. If I have intent of Shimon's ola, it's kosher, still as the chatas. So you see here that minah destroys it, lav minah doesn't destroy it. So it's a complete opposite. When it came to Shinoi Kodesh, it was minah didn't destroy it, lav minah didn't destroy it. When it came to Shinoi Bailim, it's the opposite. That minah destroys it, lav minah doesn't destroy it. So Gemara says, Almad, I guess a question, the Gemara says, Almad debar minah machmibod, lav minah lav machmibod. Like we just said, Gemara answers, Umishani, no, there's a difference. When it comes to Shinoi Kodesh, when it comes to changing the carbon, which carbon you're bringing, then the pasuk says v'shachat osa lichatas amarachmana, v'chatas v'harechatas l'shem chatas nishkata. The pasuk says again, there's a pasuk says that you have to shech the chatas for a chatas. So in the case where I changed the chatas and I thought it was for carbon for eating blood, but it's really for eating chilif, it was chatas l'shem chatas. So that's okay. Harechatas l'shem chatas nishkata. Aval. So therefore, when it comes to shinoi kodesh, Mina is good, lav mina is no good. But when it comes to shinoi bailim, v'lahacha, it says v'chiper alav hakohen umechatoso. Right, v'chiper alav ksiv, alav v'lo achavero. It has to be specifically for him, not for his friend. And chavero dum yudidei. And the only comparison would be if your chaver has the same obligation as you do. Shehu muchuyu kapara kamoso. The exclusion is it has to be for you who's chayav A, not for your friend who's chayav A. But if your friend was chayav B, it won't upset you, because that's not chavero. Chavero has to be specifically identified with you. Whatever you're chayav to bring, they're chayav to bring. If you mess up that, change the bailim, so chatas l'shem ruvein, which is the same shimon, that messes it up. But ola l'shem ruvein, when it's really supposed to be a chatas, ola l'shem, sorry, if you say, if this is Reuven's chatas and say it should be Shimon's ola, that won't mess it up because that's not considered a love elo chavero because he's not your chavero at that point in time because he has a different, completely different obligation. Okay, next question.
So what was the point here?
The point here is just it's two different. It seems to be a contradiction between two memras, right? When it came to Shinoi Kodesh, we said that Minah does not destroy it. Lav Minah does destroy it. When it came to Shinoi Bailim, we said the opposite. Gemara said, why? Gemara answers why. It's different. It's different based on the Pesukim. Rav Chaviva, Rami Shinoi Bailim Atoch Tocho. Rav Chaviva asked the Kasha that there seems to be a contradiction between intent for the wrong owner and the case that we have by the Kalim of Toch Tocho. I think the answer could be relatively simple, is that that's Kachim. That's not Kachim. But the Gemara doesn't go that route. The Gemara goes a different route. So, I'm wrong. So, Rav Chaviva, Rami, Shinoi Bailim, Atoch Tocho, Umishani. He said, what's the case? Umi Amar Rav, Chata Sheshachta, Al Misha Mechuyav, Chata Psula, Al Misha Mechuyav, Ola Kshera. Okay, Rav said again, that if I shecht the Chatas, okay, it's Ruvain's Chatas, he has to bring a Chatas for eating blood, and I shecht the Chatas with mind that he ate Chelev, it's Kshera. Right, but if I have Ruvain brings a chatas and I shecht in mind that he should bring an ola, that's for an ola, that is, oh wait, the other way around. Okay, hold on a second. Back up. Shinoi Bailim. Chatas sheshechta al misha mechuyav chatas psula. This is the case of where Ruvain, Shinoi Bailim. Ruvain is supposed to bring a korban chatas, and when I shecht it, I have in mind that it's Shimon's korban chatas. That's pasul. But if Ruvain is supposed to bring the chatas, and I have in mind that this korban is Shimon's korban ola, that's kosher. Minah, something similar to it, was machriba. Lav minah was lat machriba. Right, so that's what he says. The minah machriba, the lav minah lo machriba. Vatanya, we have in our brisa, of tocho velo tocho, afilu klishetef matzil. There we said that when you have that kli, again, the kli is inside, the inner kli is inside the outer kli, the inner kli rises above the outer kli, the food item that's in the inner kli, right? The food item that is in the inner kli is considered a separation from the outer kli. even though it's a klishetef, even though it's lav mina. So you see from here that lav mina is machriba, as opposed to the previous case where lav mina with the ola, the chatos hashem ola, it was not machriba, it did destroy it, but we answered that already. Gemara gives a different answer. Umashani arba tokhzivi. It's going to be, there are four times the word toko is written. It's not true, it's only written twice, but there are four times the word toko is written, because it could have said toch, but we learned toko, it's we started from toko. So toko, it's four times. And for four times, we have four limudim. Okay, so the kashi here, Marcel, is as follows. A person has a korban in front of him. The korban is earmarked to be Ruvain's korban chatas, and he shechs it with an intent that it is Shimon's korban chatas. We say that the korban is pasul, because it's the same category. If you have the intent for the same category, which is called minah, it destroys the status. But if you have in front of you, the korban in front of him, Ruvain's chatas, and he has intent to shechet as Shimon's ola, that doesn't destroy the status, because it's lav minah, and he keeps it. But when it came to the kli cheres, we saw that minah does, we saw that minah, that lav minah doesn't destroy it. Lav minah, we said that toko lo toko, afilo klishetef matzil. They said that even the klishetef, even the metallic kli, is considered a chatzitza. So lav minah is going to destroy the status, because it destroys the status of the kli.
He's comparing things that are not comparable. One is instrumental.
Right, that's what I said before. That's exactly, I said that 2 minutes ago. That's what I said. Well, the Gemara has been doing that the whole time. That was the whole, the sugya started with that. That's the whole sugya. We started yesterday, we compared it with Gittin. The whole thing is comparing, because we're not necessarily comparing. I think we're comparing the Lashmas. I don't know, but we're doing that the whole time. We're doing that for 2 days now, right? We're doing that for 2 days now. So the Gemara says, "Umeshani arba toko ksive." Four times we can make a limud from toko. Right? The pasuk says in Vayikra, "V'chol kli cheres ashayipol mehem el toko kol asher betocho yitma v'osol tishperul." That's the pasuk in Vayikra, Parakid Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So the Gemara is saying that it could have said kol asher yipol mehem el toch. It says toho, so you can learn out toho from toho number one. I learn out toho from toho number two. So I can make four limudim. Limud number one, chad ligufe. One is for the actual limud here to tell you that the klicheres is metame inside it. You don't have to touch it to go inside, even from the airspace of the klicheres. Right, if the klicheres is like this, and you hang a and there's food inside it, and you hang a rat, you know, inside there, or you hang a sheretz inside there, the food it doesn't touch. The food still becomes tame. That's chad ligufe. Chad l'gzeir shava. One is for gzeir shava. One is the gzeir shava. It says tumas. I said it wrong. Okay. One is to tell you the kli itself becomes tame. If you hang the food, if you hang the sherets inside, the kli itself becomes tame. Chad l'gzeir shava. To make a gzeir shava, it says toko here and it says toko at tumas ochlin. So just like the toko, if you hang it inside, the kli becomes tame. So too the food becomes tame. Chad l'gzeir shava. Chad tocho shel zev elo tocho shel acher. One is to teach you dafka. It applies tocho. This idea of airspace only applies to a klicheres. Doesn't apply to any other kalim. The idach and the last tocho velo tocho and not what's considered inside. Vafilu klishetef matzel. Even if klishetef is matzel. So you're right. Eina chanami that lav minah does not destroy. But here lav minah does destroy the status of the kli because klicheres kasev. Okay. Tomorrow we get back to Karbon stuff.
All right.
That's it, you're done.